When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right. So today we're diving into something I think we've all dealt with at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy neighbors.
Absolutely.
We're going deep on this letter sent to the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Yeah.
It chronicles this wild ride with some truly chaotic neighbor. The Jensens.
All right.
So get this. The letter writer starts off by describing themselves as like a peaceful person.
Yeah.
Non-confrontational.
Right.
But they are driven to the brink.
I can only imagine.
We're talking like a monstrous washing machine.
Fun.
Flying objects from the neighbor's yard.
Oh my goodness.
A backyard chicken coop.
Wow.
And even revenge.
It's amazing how these like seemingly simple disagreements can just spiral into these full-blown feuds.
Totally.
And the way this person sets themselves up is like the quiet one.
Right.
You know, just wants to be left alone.
Yeah.
It really highlights the drastic measures they end up taking.
It's like, I just want some peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Especially on a Saturday morning.
Oh, for sure.
But then the Jensens enter the picture.
Okay.
And things go completely haywire.
All right. So let's hear about this.
So the first act in this drama.
Yeah.
It revolves around a washing machine.
Okay.
But not just any washing machine.
Right.
This thing is a beast.
Uh-oh.
So every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
6:45 a.m.
Oh, no.
This person is jolted awake.
Really?
Their bed frame is practically vibrating off the floor.
That's awful.
They even start logging each spin cycle.
Oh, wow.
Like Tuesdays at 7:15 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Fridays at 5:45 a.m.
Wow. They were really keeping track.
And Saturdays always. Saturdays at 6:45 a.m.
Oh, man.
It's fascinating how this everyday appliance.
We have like a symbol of this conflict.
Totally.
You know, think about it. This person's jolted awake.
Uh-huh.
They're logging these spin cycles.
Right.
You can feel their sanity slipping away.
Absolutely.
With every rumble.
I know. It's almost comical.
Yeah.
The level of detail that they're tracking.
Right.
It's like a scientist meticulously documenting some bizarre phenomenon.
I love that.
But there is this darkness to it, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're being held hostage by this relentless machine.
Right.
And so they try to talk to the Jensens, you know, about the noise.
Yeah.
And the Jensens' response is this breezy, like, sorry.
Ugh.
And then, like, slam the door shuts.
Oh, no.
No real attempt to address the issue.
So this is where we really see that shift in the letter writer.
Okay.
You know, they go from politely inquiring to composing these rage-filled notes that they don't send.
Right.
But still, you know, the washing machine.
Yeah.
It's not just a noise nuisance anymore. It's like a symbol of their powerlessness.
Totally. Like, they have no control over the situation.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's bad enough we have the washing machine.
Right.
But then the Jensens decide to up the ante with a trampoline.
Oh, no.
Now, this isn't your average backyard bouncing situation.
Oh.
They've placed this trampoline strategically right next to the shared fence.
Oh, no.
So basically, it turns the letter writer's yard into a landing zone for all sorts of projectiles.
So the conflict's escalating here.
Yes.
It's not just noise anymore.
Right.
It's an invasion of their personal space.
Exactly.
Imagine you're trying to enjoy a peaceful evening outside.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly a half-eaten sandwich lands on your patio table.
It's almost surreal.
Yeah.
You've got balls, frisbees, and a soggy sandwich raining down on you.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like their home is under siege.
Right.
So these random attacks, they really chip away at their sense of peace.
Yeah, I can see that.
So what does our increasingly desperate letter writer do?
What do?
They decide it's time for some payback.
Okay, so we're moving on to the payback phase.
Yes.
It's a classic response.
Yeah.
When someone feels unheard.
Right.
And powerless.
They want to assert some control.
Exactly.
But they don't necessarily want to engage directly.
Right.
So they go for the passive-aggressive retaliation.
Okay, I like it.
So first up in their arsenal of passive aggression.
Yeah.
A motion-activated sprinkler.
Oh.
So every time a rogue object sails over the fence, whoosh,
oh,
the kids in the trampoline get drenched.
Well, slower.
Pretty clever, right?
Yeah, but not very effective.
You're right.
In the long run.
Those Jensen kids are resilient.
Oh, yeah?
They figure out how to disable the sprinkler.
Of course.
Turn the whole thing into a game.
Kids are smart.
So plan B, it is.
Okay.
Our letter writer sets up a speaker right by the fence.
Okay.
And blasts classical music.
All right.
At full volume.
So their thinking is, if they have to endure the Jensen's racket.
Yes.
The Jensen's can endure a little Beethoven.
Exactly. As an eye for an eye or ear for an ear.
This tactic reveals a shift in their motivation.
Okay.
It's not just about stopping the noise anymore.
Right.
It's about making the Jensens feel that same frustration.
Yeah.
A taste of their own medicine.
Exactly.
So to speak.
But of course, the Jensens, they don't back down easily.
Oh, no.
They retaliate with the ultimate weapon.
What's that?
Baby Shark.
Oh, no.
On repeat.
Oh, my goodness.
You can practically hear our letter writer groaning in defeat.
This back and forth just highlights how escalation rarely solves anything.
Yeah.
Each action just triggers a stronger reaction.
Right.
And nobody truly wins.
All right. So we've got a monstrous washing machine.
Yes.
We've got a projectile launching trampoline. And now we have this full-blown passive-aggressive war.
Right.
You might be wondering, where can this possibly go from here?
I am wondering that.
Well, just wait, because the Jensens are about to introduce a whole new level of chaos.
Oh, boy. So just when you think things can't get any worse,
yeah,
the Jensens decide to build a chicken coop.
A chicken coop? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
And not just any chickens.
Oh, no.
These are described as like Satan's chickens.
Oh, wow.
Constantly crowing.
I bet.
Escaping into the garden.
Yeah.
Pecking at everything in sight.
It adds a whole new dimension to this conflict.
Yeah.
Chickens, by their nature,
right,
they're noisy.
Yeah.
And messy creatures.
I know.
It's just this constant, unavoidable presence.
Right, in their life.
Yeah.
And they even find a chicken.
No way.
Perched on their porch.
Oh, my goodness.
Just staring at them.
That's creepy.
It's like straight out of a Hitchcock movie.
I know. It's like,
can you imagine the absurdity of this?
Yeah, it's fascinating how these chickens become like a symbol,
right,
of the Jensen's just complete disregard for boundaries.
It's like they're totally oblivious to the impact of their actions.
Exactly.
Okay, so at this point,
yeah,
our letter writer is at their wit's end.
Uh-huh.
Picture this.
Right.
They march over to the Jensen's porch.
Okay.
Armed with a bag of chicken poop collected from their own yard.
They're bringing the evidence.
Yes. This is the showdown we've all been waiting for.
Oh, this is it.
This is it.
This is like a major turning point in the story.
Okay.
It's the first time they directly confront them.
Yeah.
Instead of doing all the passive aggressive stuff.
Right. Like all that pent up frustration, it boils over.
I bet.
And just when you think it can't get any crazier.
Yeah.
The Jensens pull an unbelievable move.
What?
They file a complaint with the HOA.
No way.
Against our letter writer.
Are you serious?
Accusing them of creating a hostile living environment.
Oh my gosh.
Can you believe this?
That's wild.
It's unbelievable, right?
This really highlights how subjective,
I know,
these neighbor disputes can be.
Yeah.
Each side sees themselves as the victim.
Right.
And they interpret the events through their own lens.
I know. It's like adding insult to injury.
Exactly.
So at this point, our letter writer is like pushed to a breaking point.
I can only imagine.
They've tried reasoning.
Okay.
They've tried the passive aggression.
Yeah.
They even appealed to a higher authority.
Right.
And nothing's worked.
So what do they do?
What do they do?
Do they give up?
Do they just pack their bags and move?
Yeah.
No.
They decide to fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
This is where things get really interesting.
So they start researching like eviction laws.
Okay.
Noise ordinances.
Right.
Basically any legal loophole that will get rid of the Jensens.
They're trying to find a way.
Yes. Once and for all.
Yeah.
But then they have an epiphany.
What's that?
Instead of getting bogged down in legal battles.
Yeah.
They decide to take a different approach.
Okay, so this marks a significant shift in the story.
Yes.
Because now our letter writer is crossing into a gray area.
Okay.
Where that line between right and wrong starts to get a little blurred.
All right. I'm intrigued. What do they do?
What do they do?
They get their own chickens.
Okay.
But not just any chickens.
What kind?
They specifically seek out roosters.
Rooster?
Loud, obnoxious roosters.
Oh my God.
That would make foghorn, leghorn sound like a whisper.
I love it.
So it's like feathery vengeance served with a side of crowing.
It's a deliberate act of retaliation.
Exactly.
They're using the Jensen's own weapons against them.
Yes.
Giving them a taste of their own medicine.
But they don't stop there.
Okay.
Remember that motion-activated sprinkler?
Yeah.
That got sabotaged?
Uh-huh.
What's back?
It's back.
This time it's aimed directly.
At the trampoline.
At the Jensen's precious trampoline.
So long, backyard fun.
Hello, soggy disappointment.
This next move is a stroke of genius.
Okay, what is it?
They create a fake HOA notice.
What?
Informing the Jensens that their chicken coop is in violation of local zoning laws.
Oh my goodness.
Can you imagine the look on their faces when they get that notice?
It's brilliant.
It's psychological warfare.
Yes.
It plays on their fear of authority and just throws them off balance.
It really does, but it makes you think, how far is too far?
Right.
When dealing with these difficult neighbors.
Exactly.
It's a great question to ponder. So did it actually work?
Did it work?
All this Machiavellian maneuvering. Tell me.
Yes. Within a month.
Really?
The trampoline is gone.
Wow.
The chickens are rehomed.
So they got rid of the chickens.
They got rid of the chickens.
And the trampoline.
And the trampoline.
But the washing machine?
The washing machine remains.
Oh.
But our letter writer.
Yeah.
They discovered the magic of truly effective earplugs.
Oh.
Yeah. It might not be a perfect victory.
Right.
But it's a victory nonetheless.
I guess so.
It seems like they got their victory.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't easy.
It wasn't easy at all.
No.
And, you know, it wasn't without its costs.
Right.
They went from being this peace-loving person to, like, waging a full-blown war with their neighbors.
It really makes you think about, like, the consequences of these conflicts. It's not just the noise or whatever it is. It's like the toll it takes.
On your well-being.
On you.
On everyone.
And it's a good reminder that even the most patient person has their limits.
Absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes the only way to reclaim your peace is to push back.
Yeah.
Even if it means embracing some, like, unconventional tactics.
So how does this whole thing wrap up?
Well, it's not a fairy tale ending.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, the Jensens, they got rid of the trampoline.
Yeah.
The chickens are gone.
Right.
But there's this, like, lingering tension.
Yeah.
You know.
There's history there.
Yeah.
It's like a scar on the neighborhood.
It is. Yeah. This reminder of this battle that was fought.
And what about that washing machine?
Oh, the washing machine.
Did they ever figure out
no.
what was causing that?
The letter writer never solved the mystery of that infernal noise.
So it's like this symbol of the enduring nature of the conflict.
It is.
Even when they kind of won.
Yeah.
That rumble is still there.
It's haunting.
Yeah.
Even in victory.
Uh-huh.
You know, a piece of that chaos stays with you.
That's a good point.
So, you know, as we wrap up this deep dive into the wild world of nightmare neighbors, I want to leave you with a question.
Okay.
What would you have done?
In this situation.
In this situation.
Would I have endured the noise?
Yeah.
Would I have tried to reason with them?
Or would you have reached your breaking point?
Yeah.
And resorted to some more drastic measures?
It's tough. It's tough. No easy answers.
No easy answers.
Every situation is unique.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, one size fits all solution.
No. But it is a question worth reflecting on.
Absolutely.
You know, this deep dive has shown us how quickly a disagreement can spiral.
And do a feud.
So I think, you know, it reminds us that clear communication, respect for boundaries, and a willingness to compromise.
So important.
Are essential for, you know, just maintaining that peaceful coexistence with those around us.
I totally agree.
So until next time, may your neighbors be less Jensen-like.
For sure.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.